This recording, Jiangsu 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veteran nurse who had been working daily at Naozu in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and much to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which is surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah saw was an odd choice for name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bad diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure air and a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Nanjing, the used to be capital in China. I just turned 18 a couple of months ago, so I'm currently studying as an overseas student at the University of Queensland. I'm situated in the city of Brisbane, which is a very peaceful place. And I am majoring in civil engineering first year, so yeah, actually this is my second year here in Australia. And before that I was doing a university preparation course held in a small A-shaped office building in town called the IES, which is short for International Education Services, I guess. I could still remember the time when I was there, you know. That was just a blank. At first I thought, okay, so now I'm in Australia, and so at least there would be some Aussies out there. But I was totally wrong by saying that. And I mean, apart from extremely lousy design of the building, which looks barely like a school, it looks like a typical Asian college. And I just feel so desperate about that, you know. One of my early dreams had always been just to come here and learn authentic English, not like the kind of English, or Chinglish you may call it, which is taught in China. When I finally made it through the uni, I just felt more than happy for myself, and now everything's going great, and I have a bunch of friends who I'm used to hang out with, and it's always good, it's always a blessing when you finally come to a point that you feel good about yourself and start looking back at what you have achieved.